Com.
Hey, it's a little too early for being that loud. Hey, too late. It's 0600. What's the O stand for? Oh, my God, it's early.
Are you ready?
It's the Mickey Plyler Show.
People are waiting. The whole world is waiting.
How you doing?
Turn it up!
Look, we're a little busy this morning, Colonel. What can I do for you?
I've come to get my boy.
Good morning, Mary Sunshine. And how are we today?
Good morning!
Guess who got out of the wrong side of the bed this morning?
It's the Mickey Plyler Show on WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
Sports fans, glad to have you with us for the Friday edition of the Mickey Plyler Show. Friday, July the 27th, 2018. Hope all is well. Looking forward to a really good show today. Josh Williams is going to join us at 7:25 this morning. We'll get Charlie Pellett from Jinx Inc. Realty at 8:05 this morning. And pretty soon here on Friday, Scott Reimer will start joining us, Tiger Pregame Show. Looking forward to that always. Always look forward to that. There's a lot to do today's show, a lot to get you ready for the weekend. We have news of a Clemson football commitment ahead of the big cookout weekend. We'll tell you about a 2020 linebacker that top 100 according to one of the services and a four-star according to really both services so far. Sergio Allen committed to Clemson. We'll tell you who he is and who he selected the Tigers over, what position he plays, and why that's a really, really good pickup and why it's a really good start to 2020 class. Could be one of the best classes in school history in 2020, the way the map works out, and so far we can do that. We have the article that came out yesterday on ESPN to get into. It is the top schools of the BCS era and the last 20 years of the top football teams that came out during that time, the top national champions. And I can tell you of that 21-year period, Clemson is ranked 12th in that poll as far as that 2016 national championship team. We'll tell you who's ahead of those. I have some thoughts about some of those coming up as well. We can. I have a thought about the Jameis Winston and his future in Tampa. I read an article yesterday about that. We'll get into it. Trade deadline coming up in Major League Baseball. The Yankees acquired J.A. Happ from Toronto for Billy McKinney and Drury coming out of that. The Cubs get Cole Hamill. Hamill hadn't been great, but at least experience and a starting pitcher there. Major League Baseball from last night. Yankees win. Phillies win. Red Sox lose. Braves lose. Right now, American League East. Red Sox lead down to 4.5 games. National League East, Phillies lead up to 2.5 games. The awful news coming out of the Yankee situation is Aaron Judge got hit in the hand/wrist last night. He is out for at least 3 weeks. Canadian Open going on, we'll tell you how it's 11 local players, 11 South Carolina players played in it. Also, tell you how our local guys did in the Senior British Open coming up. Told you about the cookout going on. We can get to that. The all-in cookout, tell you some big news about some big visitors, a couple of potential five stars coming to town to Clemson today. And I want to get a lot into the FPI today. We've done a lot of FPI for local teams. We can still do those. that changes a lot. But also tell you about some other programs out there in some crucial years. Let you pick a kind of a win game as far as FBI is concerned. We'll get that to you as the show goes on. The producer of the show, the engineer of the show, the oil that stirs the pot, Mr. Or24 of the Twitter world, but number one in your heart, the captain of the ship, El Capitan, and my blue t-shirt Eskimo brother today, Mr. Zach Orr. Hey, buddy.
Let's get that eye doctor appointment lined up. This is a black t-shirt.
Looks dark blue to me, like a navy blue.
No, this is very much a black t-shirt.
What kind of hat do I have on today?
You have a green hat on.
I have
on
a green
today.
Hat on today, so I don't have a Yankee hat. I'm trying to think. You have your watch on?
Absolutely not. I don't wear that watch to this workplace anymore.
What kind of shoes do you have on today?
Flip-flops.
My Eskimo flip-flop brother.
Come on, man.
Yep. Got to have something in there. How you doing?
I'm doing fine. Excuse me.
You want the good news or the bad news about Aaron Judge? About the Yankees?
Well, good news is you improved your starting rotation. Bad news is Aaron Judge is out for 3 weeks at the minimum with a broken right bone in his right wrist.
I have more good news for you. And I didn't see that till this morning. You need good news. You look like you're kind of tired or down over there. What is it, buddy? What you got going on?
I'm just tired. Didn't sleep well, but we're all right.
Why didn't you sleep well?
We stayed up and watched a little bit of the Yankees game last night, and then we stayed up waiting for news of what happened to Aaron Judge, and here we are.
What time did the news come down? I went to bed. I saw he got hurt. I didn't see the
I think it was like 10:45 or something like that.
Yeah. I got some good news for you. You need some good news. You need a little pick-em-up over there.
Yeah.
It's Friday.
It is.
You don't have to work this weekend.
No.
But even better than that. From now through the end of August, Yankees schedule easiest in Major League Baseball. Teams only winning at a 425 clip.
That's what I needed to hear.
Yep. So I got you going there. That's what I'm here for, buddy. I'm here to hear from to make your life better. That's why God put me on this earth right now.
I needed to hear that this morning.
Yeah. Oh, I hope that worked out for you. What'd you do yesterday? What'd I miss?
You know, a little bit of this, a little bit of that. Nothing too crazy. We were here and then we weren't, and now we're back.
That's it.
That's what you need to know.
That's it.
That's it.
Oh, we're back to that guy now.
What did you get into yesterday? How was your meetings yesterday?
Great. Went over to Granger Nissan, man. When I walk into a Granger Nissan, the place is packed. And I asked all the fellas, I was like, man, is this how it always is? Like, yeah, man. I tell you what, we're rocking and rolling right now. Nissan doing so. That was good. He said, man, we need to get you in a Titan.
I was going to say, I didn't see you pull up in a Titan this morning.
You might.
Is that right?
It looks good.
Oh, no. Did you get in one?
No, but man, it looks so good. No, I've never been a truck guy. I could be a truck guy.
You could be a truck guy.
Yeah. So that went really well. And then I had a long meeting with really a good friend of mine. I mean, it was lunchtime with a really good friend of mine. That went great. Good to see him again. And then I went hit some golf balls. My wife came home a little early from work yesterday.
How's the new job going first week in it?
It's great. She has a day off, so that's good.
You can't get these educators to get into the workplace, can you? I mean, it's just unbelievable.
Nah, she's doing great, man. She's looking forward to a good summer. I think she might do a little Urban Nirvana this weekend.
Hey, now.
You know, that'd be good to get her refreshed and rejuvenated for week two. That'd be pretty good. I'll tell you something else interesting. I'm at a stoplight yesterday. Guy and his son pull up. Never, you know. Hey, Mickey, we're loyal listeners. Great job. Hey, buddies, good job, man. Thanks for listening, boys. I like that kind of stuff. I love meeting people. And saw a guy I hadn't seen in forever yesterday who's moved back to the area. A guy listens every once in a while now in Greenville. That's really cool. So it's just good, man. It's a good day. A little happy day around. Watched a little bit of Clemson NC State yesterday, but not a lot. Didn't get a chance to watch a lot of that. Watched a little bit of it yesterday.
Ryan Finley thrown an incomplete pass yet?
You know, most of those passes were little dink and dumps.
That's how you
beat Clemson.
Has he thrown one yet?
No. But that's how you beat Clemson. So, what's on your schedule for the weekend?
The weekend?
Most important, what's up for segment two?
What do you mean, what's up for segment two?
I mean, what's on tap for segment two today?
I read an article yesterday ranking the champions of college football the last 20 years, and I thought it was really interesting.
Yeah.
I think we should run down that list real quick.
Let's do that.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah.
I mentioned that in the first segment there. You weren't really paying attention. That's good. You know what? I heard a pretty cool thing yesterday. I want to ask you about your weekend in a second. I was listening to a podcast about this kicking expert across the country that ranks punters and place kickers. You know, Clemson's got a punter coming in next year.
Sure.
Aiden Swanson. And he's left-footed. And I didn't know this, but the guy made a point that Bill Belichick only brings in left-footed punters.
Yeah, the ball comes off differently off the foot there.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
Never thought about that. But so he's left-footed. We talked about how he's big and strong and that kind of stuff. They like that an awful lot. So what's on tap for the weekend?
Again, it's wide open right now. I'm not really sure what we're going to be getting into this weekend. First weekend back in the States, so it's going to be hopefully a relaxed and nothing too crazy. But
because the storm's coming.
Yeah, no, it is. It is barreling this way. There's really not a whole lot we can do to get out of its way, and just kind of have to embrace it.
This is one of the last weekends without some sort of like preseason football and jamborees. High school's starting today. I had a nice young man knock on the door yesterday. Daniel High School selling a little $20, you know, little coupons or something like that.
Yeah, you get in there and buy one of them?
Yeah, man. You got to support your local high school team. Anyway, they start practice today, putting pads on today. I'm like, what? Man, that's kind of crazy. It's July. You're putting pads on. But good news is, have you seen the weather? Like, the weather's, it's not, I went out and hit some balls yesterday. Man, it's not, like, miserable.
It's supposed to be 90-something today.
Yeah, but that's not too bad. 92, but, I'm sorry, 90, but it's not, like, miserable humidity-wise. And the good news for you, next week, Tuesday, high of 80. Wednesday, high of 80. Thursday, high of 78. Friday, high of 78. Saturday, high of 79.
Good, good.
You like that?
Yeah.
What's good? You're like a 50s guy or something over there?
Oh, man. If I could live in between 52, 53, and
54,
like the high in the summer would be about 72, that'd be the dream.
Yeah. Well, it doesn't take a lot to please you, huh? All right. I got something for you to do this weekend. I want you to come by the Esso Club tomorrow.
For what? What's going on over there?
We have a really, 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 really cool event. A good friend of ours, Kat Jones, she beat cancer once. She's going to beat it a second time. And they've got an event for her and her family called Stronger Than Sarcoma. And it goes from 3 until 10 tomorrow over the Esso Club. And, man, like, there is, like, everything going. They've asked me to come by and kind of MC it. I won't be there till, hopefully be there at some point in time. But, I mean, they've got all kinds of things for kids. It's like kids from 3 until, about 6 or so. Kid-friendly from 3 to 6. And they got Pluck a Duck and Coloring for Cat. And they've got these Team Cat bracelets available and sarcoma ribbons. And they got barbecue plates. I'm going to take care of your lunch tomorrow. You and Kristen come by. $12 barbecue plates. I'm going to buy you and Kristen barbecue. She's barbecue, right?
She's from the South.
All right, so you eat barbecue, right?
I've had a plate or two.
Okay. I'm going to buy y'all lunch tomorrow. They got about 500 plates, so come by and do that, or early dinner tomorrow. Bake sales at 3 o'clock. They've got some bands starting at 5 o'clock and 7 o'clock. Some silent auction items that are really, really cool. Some raffle tickets and stuff that are going on. And so bring the kids out from 3 to 6, and then they're going to be having some bands out. It's going to be awesome to watch our friend go through it and beat it again and it's going to be really, really cool. So that's a cool benefit tomorrow.
That sounds like a wonderful event.
It really is, man. So I'm going to see you there.
I will do everything in my power to be there.
Yeah. I mean, you got 7 hours, man. You can just stop by at some point. Mm-hmm. Right?
Yeah, if I'm in town, let's do it.
All right. You're in town. Looking forward to that. The rest of the weekend, the Yankees and Royals, that doesn't really excite you all that much.
No, it doesn't.
Canadian Open?
No.
British Open?
No.
We're not doing a Little League World Series yet. That comes in August.
Even then, no.
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 This time next week, we'll have college football practices starting.
Hey, now.
Now you're talking a little bit.
Now you're speaking my language.
Yep. Looking forward to that. So that's going to be really cool. Good stuff. Hey, Lakeside Lodge, I'm having lunch with Leighton Covage on Monday. That's one of the, you can't have a better lunch partner than Leighton Covage. I was talking to someone the other day. I said, man, there's not a more optimistic cat in America than Leighton Covage. And I always get inspired. Remember he came by the show the other day. Y'all kind of hit it off a little bit. I wanted y'all to do that. And y'all hit it off. That was really cool. Lakeside Lodge, they broke ground over there now. I've seen pictures of it now. And they're in the dirt, man. They're over there moving dirt, and they're over there building these awesome condo tails, is what I'm trying to call them. This is a unique opportunity, and right across the lake from the Death Valley on Highway 123. It's really one of the most unique locations you'll ever see. Over there by New Springs and New Shopping Center over there. So this is awesome. They've got a mix of studios, a mix of two bedrooms, a mix of three bedrooms. And if you get the two and three bedroom, man, like you can rent it out and still stay there. So like you can close it off. I like how they've done that. All the tailgating is going to be great there. The all the amenities. It's basically like a resort with the pools and the food and the hotel services and the housekeeping and the maintenance. That's going to be awesome. They've got this small scale football field. Families, you come out and you tailgate out there. So that's going to be really cool. And make some money back on the nights you're not using it by renting it out if you like. LakesideLodgeClemson.com to find out more. Go by and see my friend Taj Boyd and all those good folks over there. Whenever I do anything with Taj and those guys now, we get about 50% Lakeside Lodge stuff. And you know me, I got to get about 50% football in there. So it's really cool to see it. LakesideLodgeClemson.com. Get in touch with them and go by and see them. They're right beside Ruby Tuesday over in Clemson to find out more about that. We'll take a break. I can't wait. Segment two. So you got this list of the best national champions of the last 21 years.
Yeah, yeah. How many do you want to run down?
It's segment two, pal.
No, no. Well, I mean, obviously we only have an X amount of time in segment two there. We can run down a lot or run down a little. We can run down all 21 or we can run down...
It's segment two.
12. What do you want to do, Mickey?
No. You don't understand.
This, after all, is the Mickey Plowler Show.
But not segment two. It's not. It's a Zach Orr Show. We'll take a break. We'll come back. Stay tuned for that right after this.
Davo knows the gridiron. Brad knows the hardwood. Monty knows the diamond. And the clever people know real estate. Serving the upstate as the top team of your local Berkshire Hathaway C. Dan Joyner office. The clever people have a proven track record of selling homes faster and for more money than their competitors. Built on a philosophy of putting people over profit, the clever people know how to protect you and your investment. Call 864-940-3777 to put them to the test. Go Tigers!
Whether your adventure takes you to the top of Chimney Rock or the shores of Lake Jocassee or the woods for camping, Elkmont Trading Company in Clemson has everything you need for your next adventure. Serving the upstate since 1995, Elkmont offers fly fishing gear from Orvis and Sims, as well as the area's best selection of kayaks and camping gear, featuring Chacos, Birkenstocks, Patagonia, Southern Marsh, Columbia, Yeti, Eno hammocks, Kavu rope bags, mountain khakis, and more. Elkmont also has kayaks and stand-up paddle boards for rent, so you can try before you buy. Are you hungry? Try Elkmont's barbecue sandwich or a pint of locally brewed craft beer from one of Elkmont's 16 taps. There really is something for everyone at Elkmont. So remember, if you haven't been to Elkmont, you haven't been to Clemson.
You do back to school, and Northland Communications has the most important thing on your list: high-speed internet. Learning doesn't end when you leave the classroom. It starts at home. You need ways to connect to the world around you. Get one of the most important tools for success today: Northland's high-speed internet. Whether you're messaging with classmates or studying for finals, you're only one click away from discovering, learning, and getting more out of school this year with speeds up to 100 megabits per second. That's fast. And now, get Northland's best deal of the year. Sign up for Northland's high-speed internet for only $39.99 a month. Don't miss out. Call 888-NORTHLAND or visit getnorthland.com to learn more.
Limited time offer. All rates net of taxes and fees. Not available in all areas. Additional restrictions and conditions apply. Actual speeds may vary. See getnorthland.com/offers for full details. Get your perfect car for your best summer yet right now at Anderson Ford during their summer clearance event now through July 30th. These deals won't last long on hundreds of vehicles to choose from, and you could be driving home in your car today. Open daily till 8, 6 on Sunday. It's the summer clearance sales event going on right now at Anderson Ford, 3900 Clemson Boulevard, a few miles east of I-85 at exit 19. Ride in style this summer from Anderson Ford.
Ready SC, in cooperation with Tri-County Technical College, is assisting with the recruitment and training for RBC Aerostructures. RBC Aerostructures will be accepting applications at their job fair located at the Shaver Complex in Seneca on Tuesday, July 31st from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. and 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. For a full list of potential employment opportunities and to apply online today, visit sctechjobs.com or attend the job fair July 31st. RBC Aerostructures is an equal opportunity employer.
As a small business owner, you make every dollar count. So what could you do with $10? Go to Vistaprint.com today and you'll get 500 high-quality custom business cards for only $9.99. That's less than 2 cents per card. And at Vistaprint, your satisfaction is absolutely guaranteed. So it's never been easier to turn 500 strangers into connections. Just visit Vistaprint.com and use promo code 6161 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 6161.
The Mickey Weiler Show on 105.5 The Roar.
Who is responsible for this?
Now back to Mickey and Zach.
You know what we'll do this weekend? Barbecue. Mess around. They're doing the mess around. We're going to do the mess around this weekend.
Just mess around. The mess
yeah. Around. My friends at Katichi are going to have a great weekend this weekend.
They going to mess around?
Oh, they're going to mess around this weekend. You're going to get a bunch of golfers in and out of there. You get a bunch of food in and out of there. It's going to be awesome. You know, there's always something going on at Katichi. Greg sent me a little thing this week. It was, what's going on this week at Katichi? And it's like, I didn't know this. I missed this day. But they had National Hot Dog Day. And they've got this bunch of big, awesome hot dog deals over there.
You missed Dog Day?
I missed National Tequila Day.
Actually, oh, mama.
You know what? I didn't miss it. I celebrated a couple days early. they have a ladies' night over there, National Chicken Wings Day. They take care of all this kind of stuff. It's really cool. Now, coming up, they've got the junior clinic. That's really cool. They get some live music over there. You know, Labor Day weekend. They've got a bunch of things happening there. And Clemson football games, Georgia football games. They got a bunch of stuff going on over there. That's one thing I want to tell you about is besides the junior championship coming up on 4th and 5th, and sign up for that by calling Jeff at 706-856-3322. At Katichi, the really, really, really cool thing they have going on now is just stay and play packages for your football weekends. If you're a Georgia fan, if you're a Clemson fan, you come in on a Friday if you'd like. You can play golf on Friday if you have time. They're going to give you a ride to the game in their Sprinter vans, take up to like 8 people or so in the Sprinter vans and take you to the game. Bring you back, have some awesome food that weekend. Then you can play golf on Sunday and great luxurious places to stay. On their website, it's got great pictures of the lodge, of the lake home that they have there, of the cabins that they have there, I would stay up at the clubhouse itself, up in the nice cottages they have there as well. Find out more at katichi.com, katechi.com. Good people there, man. It's really cool. Segment 2, Zach Gore, Mr. 24. I've been waiting for this one all day.
Mickey, we are going to test your knowledge here, your college football knowledge, if it's okay with you.
Sure.
The list is...
Can I tell you first, I don't test well.
You don't test well? So you're nervous now. The list is ranking college football as champions over the last 20-some years. We're going to start at number 15 because it's a little bit longer list and we don't have quite the amount of time that would be necessary to get through all of it in the proper way. Mm. The number 15 team on the list is the 2010 Auburn Tigers, of course, led by Cam Newton. Had a wonderful season for the Tigers. They're 2,800 yards passing, 30 touchdowns, 1,400 yards on the ground, and 20 on the ground as well. Mickey, do you remember who the 2010 Auburn Tigers beat to win the BCS National Championship that year?
I do, but first of all, I remember seeing this team play.
You do?
Yeah. And then they beat Oregon in the National Championship.
They did beat Oregon in the National Championship.
On a field goal, kind of a walk-off field goal situation. Mm-hmm. But that was Nick Fairley's team, and that was Cam Newton's team.
Fairley finished with 24 tackles for loss, 11 and a half sacks on his way to winning the Lombardi Award.
Yep. That was a really, really, really good team. Clemson should have beat that team. Went to overtime with them down in Auburn, and was up big, and Cam played really good in the second half, but Clemson about beat that team there. That was a really, 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 really
good. You drove down for that game?
Mm-hmm. Had a great weekend. Remind me to tell you off the air a cool story from that game.
Well, why off the air?
Risque.
Hey.
Because you know why? Because I like my job.
Hey, listen, 6-7 is No holds barred.
No, there's some holds that are barred on this one.
You have been screaming at the top of your lungs about a certain watch, you know, connotation that we share.
Yeah.
For days now.
Right.
It's more.
Truly, right.
It's more risque than that.
Oh my gosh! Yes.
Oh man.
We just wear the same watch.
That's true, but we don't because I have a different strap.
Yeah, it was same face.
Number 14 on the list is the 2014, funny enough, the Ohio State Buckeyes. Cardale Jones, I believe the third string backup for the Ohio State Buckeyes, comes in, dazzles in his relief appearance. Of course, Ezekiel Elliott is still on this team, and they have Joey Bosa on this team. Von Bell and Tyrus Powell are also making up the team. It was a wonderful team to watch. Who, Mickey Pollard, did they beat in the playoff? Can you name both teams for me?
Yeah, well, that's the very first playoff.
That was.
They beat Alabama in the Sugar Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
And then they beat Oregon in the national championship.
Oregon?
Yeah.
This is a team, if you remember, and if I remember correctly, I believe they lost early in the season to
Virginia Tech.
Virginia
at home.
Tech, yeah. Very early. It was like week three or four, maybe two. And ended up running off a wonderful stretch of games and won the college football playoff for the first time.
Yeah.
And we had to look at those Urban Meyer, you know, championship commercials all summer long and all that kind of stuff. It was wonderful.
I hate those.
13 on the list is the 2000 Oklahoma Sooners. Maybe not Oklahoma's and Bob Stoops' most talented team, but a talented one nonetheless. Big wins over Kansas State that year. Number one Nebraska that year, back when Nebraska was good. Make Nebraska good again. Come on, Scott Frost. I'm all about that. Do you, Mickey Pollard, remember who that 2000 Sooners team went on to beat to win?
That was like the second or third BCS deal.
Yes.
I think that was the quarterback that won the Heisman that wasn't very good, Jason White.
Yep.
And I think they beat Florida State.
They did beat Florida State.
Yep.
To bring Oklahoma its first national championship in 15 years.
Uh-huh.
So, yes. Yeah, look at this memory. You got it up in front of you?
Uh-uh.
Absolutely, you do.
No.
Number 12 on the list, one that you might be familiar with, you might not, the 2016 Clemson Tigers.
I thought it should have been higher on that list.
You think so?
Yeah.
They go on to talk about the Tigers here. Mike Williams, Wayne Gallman, Jordan Leggett, Christian Wilkins, Ben Bulwer, all having huge games with Deshaun Watson leading the way.
Who did beat the championship? I don't remember that one.
I don't quite recall. I think it starts with an A and rhymes with Alabama. But, and then, of course, everybody remembers the play, Orange Crush. Watson to Renfro, 1 second left. Little man makes an enormous play. And the Tigers go on to redeem themselves after a 2015 loss to win it all in 2016.
Well, should have been a top 10 team.
Should have been a top 10 on this list.
Yep.
Number 11, funny enough, is that 2017 Alabama team. Just last year, Alabama has their freshman quarterback comes in the second half, wins the national championship.
Clemson team is better than last year's Alabama team.
You think so?
Yeah.
Why?
Just more talented. Yeah, I mean, yeah. Just more talented. Deshaun Watson was better than Jalen Hurts.
I agree with that.
And, you know, last year's Alabama team, if you watched them, they didn't impress until the playoffs.
Until they...
And in the first half of the national championship game, they didn't. Now, that wasn't a...
Humped Clemson in the playoffs.
Yeah, but that wasn't a great Alabama team. That's one of the worst Alabama teams to win a championship in the last 25 years, whatever. I mean, it was a good team, but that team wasn't better than Clemson's 16.
One of the worst teams and number 11 on this list.
Yeah. Oh, I mean, no, look, they were great. They deserved to win a national championship. Don't get me wrong, I'm not saying that. Mm-hmm. Well, first of all, it shouldn't have been a playoffs by some accounts. But my point is that compared to other Alabama teams, that Alabama team didn't scare people. I mean, that wasn't – that offense was – who scared you on offense? That wasn't a great offense. Bo Scarborough wasn't the same as he was the year before. They didn't have Derrick Henry. They didn't have any great quarterback play until Tua in the second half. I mean, that wasn't a great Alabama team. The Alabama team of 16 that didn't win the championship, that Alabama team of 16 is better than Alabama team of 17. And Deshaun Watson's 16 team was destroyed last year's Alabama team. No doubt in my mind.
No doubt in your mind.
No doubt in my mind. Anyway, continue, sir.
Number 10 on this list, starting the top 10, the 10 that you want that Clemson team to be in. Unfortunately, it will not be in that top 10. The 1999 Florida State team, the team that opened number one in the preseason and went wire to wire as the number one team in the land. Chris Winkie, of course, at the helm for the Seminoles.
Yeah.
Sebastian Janikowski still on that team. The old Polish left-footed kicker.
Yeah.
They beat who in the national championship game, Mickey?
That was in the Sugar Bowl. Mm-hmm. That's when Peter Warwick had the unbelievable one-hand catch against Michael Vick and Virginia Tech.
That's correct. You remember? Give me a score. Can you give me a score?
Oh, it's high scoring.
High scoring.
Like
43-27. 46-29. Florida State had four consensus All-Americans, eight All-ACC varsity selections, and 31 players would go on to play in the NFL from that team.
That team was better than Clemson's 2016 team. So,
I agree with that.
Yeah.
The 2009 Alabama team, Mickey Potter, Saban's first national championship team at Alabama, remains the only one to go unbeaten throughout the entire season. The Crimson Tide beat four top 20 teams away from home, including number one Florida and TiVo in the SEC championship. That's a Mark Ingram team, if I remember correctly.
Yeah. That's Saban's second year there.
Mm-hmm.
Ingram was his – let me see if I'm saying that. That's his third team there.
Third team, but first championship.
Right. I think it's second or third team because you said Ingram's a sophomore?
Yes, sophomore.
I think Ingram, his second year, Ingram was a freshman. That was a team that Texas would have won it, but Colt McCoy got hurt very early in the national championship game.
Mm-hmm.
Low scoring game, if I remember.
Terrence Cody with the, he had some block in that game. No, that was in the game against Tennessee.
Yeah, Tennessee should have beat him that year. That wasn't a great Alabama team. Alabama's had some great teams, but those the two you mentioned so far, those weren't great Alabama
teams. That's the team that launches a dynasty.
Yeah, oh yeah, no doubt about that.
So I understand.
Actually, the team before that kind of launched it, but this is the first of the national championship teams, yes.
The number eight team on this list, the 2015 Alabama team.
Yeah, that they beat Clemson. Didn't have great quarterback play, but you had Derrick Henry who had 2,000 yards. Man, he was awesome.
2,200 yards, 28 touchdowns on his way to winning the Heisman.
Yeah, lost to Ole Miss that year. That was a really, really, really good Alabama team.
Five Alabama turnovers against Ole Miss that game.
Yeah, that wasn't their best team either, though.
That was the number eight team on this list.
Right.
Of course, the 45-40 victory over our Clemson Tigers there. One that's remembered in Clemson to this day and will probably be remembered for a very, very long time. The number 17, 2012 Alabama. A.J. McCarron leads that team 38.7 points per game. One of five
running together now.
National championship teams at Bama for Nick Saban at that time. They beat Georgia in the SEC championship game.
That was a game where Georgia should have beaten. Georgia ran out of time down there in the end.
That is correct. I think that was an Aaron Murray team.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Then destroyed who in the title game?
I don't. Oh, destroyed somebody in the title game?
Destroyed.
Oh, Notre Dame.
Yes.
But I wouldn't have said it unless you said destroyed. I wouldn't remember that.
42-14.
That was a good team. Really good defensive team.
That team held 11 of its 14 opponents to 14 or fewer points.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. That was like their 11 team that just... just play great defense.
You know what? Funny enough, you bring up that 2011 team because they're next on this list. Yeah. I don't know if you're sensing a trend. A lot of Alabama teams on this list.
Yeah.
The 2011 Alabama Crimson Tide coming number six on the list. A.J. McCarron, of course, winning the job in his sophomore season that year. This team went on to beat LSU in the national championship game.
Yeah.
21-0.
Yeah, they beat them in the regular season or lost them in regular season like 9-6 or something. And then then the national championship, I thought it was 14. That was 21-0.
21-0.
That was a good team.
Number five.
Yeah.
2004 USC Trojans.
That's one of the best teams in college football history.
This is the Reggie Bush team. This is the Lindell White team. This is the Matt Leinart team.
Yeah.
I don't remember a ton about this team, and I'm hoping to defer to you about the 2004 USC Trojans.
That team there was as talented as any team in college football history. They had, like I said, just those three alone. And they had a big receiver, can't remember his name, number five maybe.
One of the most lopsided championship game victories, according to this article.
I can't remember who they beat.
You want to throw a shot in the dark?
Not Texas, not Florida State. I don't know.
Oklahoma.
Destroyed Oklahoma.
55-19.
Yeah. That team right there was one of the best football teams in college football history.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Right, I mean, Reggie Bush, Lindell White, Matt Leinart, and they had a great passing game as well. Somebody like Williams might have been the wide receiver. I mean, that team was unbelievable.
Over the next two NFL drafts, that team had 16 players selected from it.
Yeah, that team. Let me look that team up really quick before you go any further. That team was, I mean, it had two Heisman Trophy winners on it, right? No, they didn't, Did they get that one stripped? A couple of those in there were stripped.
I thought the 2005 Heisman was stripped from from Reggie.
Let me look at it and see what they did schedule-wise in that one. They beat, that team went undefeated. Beat Virginia Tech 24-14, beat Colorado State 49-0, BYU 42-10, beat Stanford 31-28, beat Cal. Cal's number 7 at the time, 23-17. Beat Arizona State 45-7. Then they started rolling late in the season. Beat Washington 38-0. Washington State 42-12. They didn't destroy teams the way I thought. Beat Oregon State 28-20. Beat Notre Dame 41-10. Beat UCLA 29-24. Beat Oklahoma 55-19 national championship game. That team was really good. That was a really, really, really good team.
A team that may be better.
Steve Smith was who I was trying to think of the wide receiver.
Steve Smith was on that team?
Dwayne Jarrett was on that team.
Mm.
Not the Steve Smith you're thinking of. That team had Fred Davis, big tight end, was just a freshman on that team. Defensive line.
No, the Steve Smith that played for the Giants, wasn't he on that team?
Yeah, for the Giants. Yeah. Yes, not the Panthers.
No.
Ellis, Cody, Manuel Wright was on that team. Darnell Bing was like this 220-pound safety. That was a great team. It's one of the best teams. Keith Rivers was a freshman that year. Yeah. Yeah, that was a great team. No doubt.
A team that may be better for some people, a team that set an NCAA record for points scored in a season with 723, a team that had every single player on the roster make it to, or every single starter on the roster, make it to an NFL roster, the 2013 Florida State team.
That team was amazing. That team's the best team. They beat Auburn National Championship.
Mm-hmm. The Auburn was the only team on the schedule to keep it within single digits.
Yeah, that right there was one of the two best teams of the last 50 years in college football. That team was amazing. Let me give you just running down. We got to get to break, don't we? But I'll tell you why. That team and that 01 Miami team, those were the two best teams, I think.
Yeah, we can throw this real quick. Miami was 2001. Miami team was number 3. Florida, number 2, 2008 team, Urban Meyer, Tim Tebow. And then number 1, you want to throw a quick guess at it?
I saw it because I saw the article yesterday. Texas team. Let me tell you this. Yep. The 08 Florida team and the 05 Texas team would be destroyed by the 03 Miami team and the 2013 Florida State team.
The 01 Miami team?
Yeah.
Yeah.
When we come back, I want to get into who was on the 01 Miami team and that 2013 Florida State team. Those were much better teams. We'll compare and contrast. But that Texas team was really, really, really good. And that Florida team you talked about, that was with Tebow and
a bunch of talent on that team.
Chris Leak on that team, too. Yeah, he had some great teams, great players on that team. But those have been destroyed by Miami and Florida State, I think. Let's take a short break. We'll come back. Look forward to hearing from you on this subject if we can. Carolina Flooring Specialist, they're doing an awesome job right now, friends. They want to take care of you, your brand-new garage floor. Hey, I want to talk to you businesses out there right now. Let's say you have, I told you, a break room. Let's say your automotive repair and you got spills. Anything, you got a bunch of spills. Let's say just in your kitchen of your restaurant, in the restaurant itself. You know, let's say you've got, a haircut, facility where you go, beauty salon, whatever, do that. Let's say if you got just a foyer to come in, a waiting room. Let's say oil change place, they come and do your waiting rooms and your bathrooms for you. Look, this is awesome. They can do your logo down there, do your company colors down there, and you're going to absolutely love it. It's going to pop, and it's really, really, really going to make you your business grow and really market it right and brand it right. It's going to be awesome. You're going to love the high-performance epoxy-based flooring. Like I said, any kind of spills, you just wipe them up and they're gone. There's no stains. You love that idea. It's our great friends at Carolina Flooring Specialists, 404-8158. Again, 404-8158. No obligation phone call. Let Tim Worley come by and show you what they do and how they do it. More right after this.
Countdown is on. 36 days till Clemson football.
Second down and 3. Clemson at their own 40. Bryant going play action. Looking downfield under pressure. Throwing it long, running. Renfro catches it in Louisville territory inside the 25.
On the flagship station for Clemson athletics, we are WCCP 105.5. The Roar.
It's Dabo again. One of the fastest growing crimes these days is package theft. We're all ordering more online, and a stack of boxes on your front porch can be quite the temptation. Priority One Security provides the protection you need with their video doorbell system. You can record any movement or answer the door from your smartphone, no matter where you are. Priority One, trust in us.
See us on the web at PriorityOneSecurity.com. That's Priority, the number one, Security.com. 888-407-SAFE.
Trucks cost less and travelers rest at George Coleman Ford. You can't go wrong with a Ford truck and money in your pocket. Check out the 2018 Ford F-150 XLT with 0% financing for 60 months with approved credit and $2,500 rebate. There are never any dealer fees at George Coleman Ford. A 2018 F-150 XLT with 0% financing for 60 months with approved credit and a $2,500 rebate. Nearly 90 years in business, George Coleman Ford.
Tower International is recruiting full-time direct hire workers for all hourly positions to work second and third shifts at its Fountain Inn facility. Ready SC and SC Works will assist Tower International with a recruitment event on Saturday, July 28th from 9 a.m. until noon at McAllister Square. July 28th from 9 a.m. until noon in McAllister Square, 225 South Pleasantburg Drive, Greenville. Tower International, an equal opportunity employer, offers competitive wages and benefits. Again, recruitment event for Tower International, Saturday, June 28th from 9 a.m. until noon at McAllister Square, Greenville.
When working at a growing business, you wear many hats. The new business hat, the buying toner for the copy machine hat, the sifting through tons of resumes hat. You can throw away that last hat thanks to Indeed.com. When posting your job, Indeed lets you add screener questions that give you a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates. So go ahead, dust off that extra long lunch hat. Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
July is National Ice Cream Month, when we celebrate the frozen deliciousness of our favorite ice cream. Nothing celebrates National Ice Cream Month like Clemson's Best Gourmet Ice Cream, available in four distinctly Southern flavors. To find out more, go to Clemson'sBest.com.
School is just around the corner, and the Mattress Outlet in Seneca wants to invite you to our back-to-school sale. We offer the lowest prices on a new mattress and the largest stock of all size mattresses, including twin and full extra long. And you get your box spring free. We also offer frames. Open 7 days a week. The back-to-school sale through August 25th at the Mattress Outlet in Seneca, located 15 minutes from Clemson, right off of Highway 123, across from Chick-fil-A.
It's what you've been waiting for. Sunnyside Cafe in Clemson is open and ready for business. Visit them in Patrick Square at 101 Market Street in Clemson. Experience delicious fresh menu items and exceptional service. Sunnyside Cafe offers breakfast and lunch all day in a casual dining atmosphere. Try the Buffalo Blue Chicken Wrap. Shrimp and grits or fried green tomato, egg, cheddar, and sausage biscuit served with home fries. Hey, ditch the processed fast food. Eat local. Visit our sunnysidecafe.com. We'll see you soon.
As a small business owner, you make every dollar count. So what could you do with $10? Go to Vistaprint.com today and you'll get 500 high-quality custom business cards for only $9.99. That's less than 2 cents per card. And at Vistaprint, your satisfaction is absolutely guaranteed. So it's never been easier to turn 500 strangers into connections. Just visit Vistaprint.com and use promo code 6161 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 6161.
The Mickey Plyler Show on 105.5 The Roar.
He's a celebrity, but he has a simple soul.
Now, back to Mickey and Zach.
It might seem crazy what I'm about to say. Sunshine, she's here, you can take a break. I'm a hot air balloon that could go to space.
I like that one, brother. Keep that one going. Let me tell you, I'm happy because I went by Granger Nissan of Anderson yesterday, man. And they're rocking and they are rolling right now. On their lot right now, there are 292 brand new vehicles. I had a chance yesterday for the first time to see the Kicks, the 2018 Kicks. They're now in stock. It is an awesome looking crossover. I had a chance yesterday to see this Titan in person. Man, that is a great looking truck. And had a chance yesterday to look around and see that Armada, the SUV, and think about, boy, some awesome tailgating experiences in that thing, you're going to absolutely love all of these. What do you want to know, Zach? How many kicks they have on right now? They have 14 kicks on their lot right now.
14.
See, it's all about, I learned this yesterday. It's all about your inventory. You got to have great inventory. And they've got it right now. You want to know, right now they have 20 different Titans over there. They have 8 different Titan XDs over there.
One of them with your name on it?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. This 14 new kicks over there.
What color are you thinking?
You know, nothing. No color in mind.
Single cab, extended cab, what are we looking at?
No, just I don't know. A little crew cab, 4x4.
Cloth, leather seats, what are we thinking?
Yeah, leather, you know, nice.
Yeah.
Huge inventory. They're rocking, they're rolling. They're going to have a big event coming up soon, and you're going to love this too. I'll tell you more about that later. It's our great friends over at Granger Nissan, proud partners of the Clemson Tigers, home of the Lifetime Powertrain Warranty. Go by and see these awesome folks, man. That place was packed yesterday. That was good to see. All right, let's get back to this. This whole idea of the 2005 Texas team, 2008 Florida team, look, at least Texas went undefeated. Texas beat fourth-ranked Ohio State that year by 3. Now, that was on the road. That was a good win. They beat 24th-ranked Colorado 42-17. They beat 7th-ranked Texas Tech 52-17. And they beat number 1 Southern Cal 41-38. That was a great game. Didn't have a whole lot of scares in there. I can make a legitimate case that it's the third best team in the last 20 years. Not number one. But that team didn't. The 08 Florida team ranked number 2. They lost. They lost at home. Ole Miss beat them that year. And that wasn't a very good Ole Miss team. And on top of that, they beat 1, 2, 3. You know, they beat 4th-ranked LSU at home.
It was the promise speech, wasn't it?
Yeah. Yeah. Beat South Carolina 56-6. South Carolina was 24th at the time.
There was so much talent on that Florida team.
There was. That team had, let me make
Percy
sure.
Percy Harvin.
Yeah.
Chris Rainey, Jeff Dimps, Lewis Murphy.
Yeah.
David Nelson. Aaron Hernandez was on that team.
Brandon Spikes. Carlos Dunlap.
Joe Hayden was on the defense side of that
team. It's a great
team.
But they lost the game. Let me remind you, I think the Seminole team was the second best team. That's the best team I've ever seen. I didn't see the 0-1 Miami team in person. But let me remind you, you said it best, that Florida State team did not play a game within 2 touchdowns or less than 2 touchdowns. That team came into Death Valley and beat 3rd-ranked Clemson 51-14. They beat 25th-ranked Maryland 63-0. They beat 7th-ranked Miami 41-14. They beat 20th-ranked Duke in the ACC Championship game 45-7. And then they beat 2nd-ranked Auburn. That team, 34-31. You said it best. Every one of their games, every one of their starters played the NFL. And even Aguayo, the kicker. That team was phenomenal. But to me, the greatest team ever was this Miami Hurricane team. Of 01.
A team that played in the Big East.
Yes. But a team that beat 5 ranked teams that year. Let me give you what they did that season, right? They open up at Penn State. They won 33-7. They host Rutgers, win 61-0. They go to Pittsburgh, win 43-21. That was a close game for them by 22. Beat Troy 38-7. They go to Florida State, 13th ranked Florida State, and they won by 22. Won 49-27. Beat West Virginia 45-3. Beat Temple 38-0. Beat Boston College. Their closest game of the year was 11-point game. Beat them 18-7. Bad weather, if I remember correctly, on that one. They closed the season by beating 4 straight ranked teams. Now, get this. Beat 15th-ranked Syracuse 59-0. Beat 11th-ranked Washington 65-7. Beat 14th-ranked Virginia Tech 26-24. That was the closest game. Up in Blacksburg, 26-24. And then in the championship game in the Rose Bowl, beat 4th-ranked Nebraska 37-14. That team Let me give you just players. You ready? Vernon Carey, Najee Davenport, Ken Dorsey was a quarterback. Frank Gore, Andre Johnson, wide receiver. Willis McGahee was a running back.
Clinton Bryant Porters McKinney. Was a starter on that team. McGahee and Gore were backups.
Yeah, Clinton Porters. Yeah, McGahee was your third team back. might have been fourth team back because he had Davenport. He had four NFL running backs. Jeremy Shockey was on the team. Kellen Winslow was on that team. On defense, Ed Reed, Mike Rump, Sean Taylor. Ed Reed and Sean Taylor on the same team. Jonathan Vilma, Vince Wilfork, DJ Williams, the freshman sensation guy. Mike Rump was on that team.
Averaged 42 points a game, gave up 9.
I mean, for the NFL draft, by the way, and that was in the Big East, they had 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. They had 13 first-team all-Big East players.
Among the 22 starters in the 2002 Rose Bowl win, 18 of them were drafted. 11 in the first round.
11 first-round draft picks.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? How's that team third?
I'm with you.
How's the team that they're Florida that lost a game ahead of them? They had 6 first-team All-Americans. Phillip Buchanan at wide receiver, Joaquin Gonzalez at right tackle, Bryant McKinney at left tackle, Ed Reed at safety, Jeremy Shockey tight end, Todd Severs at kicker. They had Larry Coker won the Paul Bear Bryant Award. Ken Dorsey won the Max Award for the best quarterback. Joaquin Gonzalez won the Academic Heisman. Bryant McKinney won the Outland Trophy. This is unbelievable. Yeah. All together. Can I count right quick? I hate when I count. Can I count right quick? 1, 2, 3, 4. Oh, let me back all you up. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Seventh round picks, okay? 1, 2, 3 sixth round picks. There were 2 fifth round picks. Now, you know, this is 3 different years. You know, these are freshmen, sophomore. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 fourth round picks. 1, 2, 3 third round picks. 1, 2, 3 second round picks. So if you don't count the first rounders at all, that is 11, 22. 16, 22 players that weren't drafted in the first round. Drafted, but not in the first round, okay? There were 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16. There were 17 first-round draft picks that played on that team.
Goodness gracious.
There were 39 players that got drafted on that team. Andre Johnson was number 3 pick. In 03, Sean Taylor, 5 pick in 04, Kellen Winslow, 6 pick in 04, Bryant McKinney, 7th pick in 02, Andre Roll, 8th pick in 05, Jonathan Vilma, 12th pick in 04, Shockey was a 14th pick in 02, Jeremy Jerome McDougal was a 15th pick in 03, Phillip Buchanan was a 17th pick in 02, DJ Williams, 18th pick in 04, Vernon Carey, 19th pick in 04, Vince Wolfolk, 21st pick in 04, McGahee tore his knee, was still 23rd pick in 03. Ed Reed was the 24th pick, Hall of Fame.
I remember that injury as clear as day.
William Joseph, first rounder. Mike Rump, first rounder. Kelly Jennings. Rocky McIntosh was a second rounder from Gaffney. Clinton Portis, Frank Gore. My gracious, man. Najee Davenport. That's unbelievable, huh? That is unbelievable. Blake and Liberty said, who coached that team? Larry Coker. That's one of those teams, just roll them out there. Just drive the bus, make sure they get there.
Where's Larry now?
Isn't he like UT San Antonio or something?
Is he?
I think he said. Can you look that up?
You go from.
Oh, yeah. He fell. He won like his first 30-something games or 20-something games there.
He was at UTSA until 2015. 2009 to 15, he was at UTSA.
Is he done?
Yeah, he's done.
Larry Coker. He kind of looked like Uncle Fester.
He resigned out there.
Yeah, he won. I know what it was. He won his first 24 at Miami. He got off to a 35-3 start at Miami. And then it just fell apart. They joined the ACC. The ACC killed him. Just fell apart. Man, what a team, huh?
Jeez.
But yet, ESPN thinks that Florida was ahead of that one. Come on, man. 17 first-round draft picks on one team. That's unbelievable. All right, we need to take a break. We'll come back. Love to hear from you. A lot of those numbers brought to you by our Numbers Matter segment, University Cottages, universitycottages.com. Hey, it's late. You're moving in the next couple of weeks. You don't have a place to stay. Your roommate backed out. Your other lease fell through. There's all kinds of things that happen out there. You thought you were getting a house. The house didn't come through. Your roommates didn't get in. They got in some trouble, whatever, not come, whatever it might be. University Cottages is still out there for you. Ingalls Crossing. And, man, you know, save yourself some money because you get all those amenities at the $700 places, $800 places, but you're not paying $700, $800 for it. Find out more about those numbers, University Cottages, Ingalls Crossing, right across from Ingalls. All the amenities are there at a much better price for you. Call 784-3400, 784-3400, University Cottages, universitycottages.com. Open phone line segment when we come back. Josh Williams, 725. I'll talk about Clemson's latest football commitment and the cookout weekend.